This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root. A little bit of a hoarse voice, but I'm here. I'm always here. You know, I'm a workaholic. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, at least when it comes to Republican conservative showbiz. Nobody works harder, and that's why my voice is under stress and duress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm always talking on the phone, always giving speeches, always in meetings and conference calls and Zoom calls. And then I first begin 3 hours on the radio, an hour on Lindell TV, an hour on Real America's Voice TV, and soon a gigantic deal to announce with one of the biggest conservative media companies in America with a one-hour audio and video podcast each day. So lots going on. My voice is hanging in, but just barely. This is great news. CNN panel shocked. This just in. Exit polls spell disaster for Democrats. 7 out of 10 voters unhappy with the state of the nation and negative on Biden. Of course, who did not know this? Everybody hates Joe Biden. Everyone realizes that a senile old man with dementia has wrecked the United States economy and caused massive inflation that is destroying our country. I saw a report today that in Venezuela, they've got 359% inflation. This is what's coming to the United States. Socialism leads to this every single time. It destroys everything it touches. The liberals for years have lied and acted like Adolf Hitler was a conservative on the right. Adolf Hitler was the National Socialist Party of Germany. Even in Germany during Nazi times, the Hitler, Gestapo, Nazi German thing was a liberal, not conservative, a liberal. It was socialist. It was communism. It was socialism. It's always the same, whether it's Nazi Germany, whether it was Mussolini in Italy, whether it's Stalin in Russia, whether it was Pol Pot in Cambodia, whether it's Mao Zedong in China. It doesn't matter. They're all killers to the economy, killers to the middle class. They wipe you out. They destroy you. They do it with inflation. They do it with 1,000 different weapons. But most of all, it's censorship, it's banning, it's arrests. This is what you're seeing from the Democrat Party in the United States. Don't you see that? This is our moment. If you're sick of being masked, if you're sick of being mandated for vaccines, if you don't want your kids to be mandated with vaccines, if you don't want to be locked down ever again, if you don't want your store to be called a non-essential business, even though it pays your bills while they leave Costco open, this is nonsense. All of it was nonsense. None of it worked. Every study proves. I could show you data from around the world that proves the vaccine failed. It doesn't work. It doesn't stop COVID. It doesn't prevent hospitalizations. And it causes far more death, including among young kids. The vaccine's a killer. The vaccine's a failure. I could show you data from around the world that masks don't work. I could show you data from around the world that lockdowns never worked at all. Didn't stop a single person from getting COVID, but killed economies. And then I could show you Florida, where there were no mandates for masks, no mandates for vaccines, no mandates for anything, no lockdowns. Florida was the freest state in America. Breathe the air. It's freedom. And that's why big victory today. Or tonight we'll see a big victory for Ron DeSantis, a win by a landslide. CBS morning show was in Florida today, in Democrat districts in Florida, and they couldn't find one person who voted for Charlie Crist. They interviewed dozens of people All of them voted for Ron DeSantis in Democrat districts. Not one said they voted for Charlie Crist. It's happening across America. Now, the only question is the election being stolen in certain places? Maricopa County, Arizona, it appears to be dirty. Philadelphia, dirty. Las Vegas, Clark County is dirty. I live here. I know it. They're dirty. And they steal elections. And so the only question I've got, it's not are we winning on the ground. Believe me, we're winning on the ground. Our people are coming out. There's going to be revolution in this country. There's going to be civil war. I don't want it. I'm not asking for it. I'm not urging it. I'm not recommending it. But if you steal another election, the people have had it. You can't work all year and fight and work and fight and show up at events and get your friends out. Everybody does what they're supposed to do, and we win, and then you don't win because they bring in loads of fake ballots. And I believe they're going to do that in Nevada. I believe they're going to screw over Joe Lombardo, our governor candidate, and Adam Laxalt, our Senate candidate, and all of our congressional candidates. I think it's clear all of them have won based on votes on the ground. But I just don't know when they keep counting for 7 days. Listen to what's happening in Nevada. If you're not from Nevada, you got to hear this. So the election is today, Tuesday, November 8th, and they're going to count ballots in the mail till next Saturday. So what is that? A Wednesday is the 9th, Thursday is the 10th, Friday is the 11th. They count ballots till the 12th, Saturday, and then they've got to, they accept them, I should say. I'm not going to say count them. They have to accept them until Saturday the 11th. Then they have to count them on Saturday and Sunday and Monday all day. And then they turn them in and have to give you a result, I believe, Monday night, or maybe it's even like Tuesday morning. So it's 1 week from now before you're going to get the final results. You have no idea. It doesn't matter how much Laxalt wins by. Just like when Trump won Pennsylvania by 800,000 votes on election night, and they kept counting and counting till finally he lost by 100,000. So Laxalt might win tonight by 100,000. They'll keep counting and counting, and it'll keep getting whittled down until they announce next Tuesday that Adam Laxalt has lost, and Catherine Masto is the United States Senator again reelected. That's my fear. And if that's the case, you got a revolution in this country. No one's going to accept that result. We've had it. We don't accept the Trump result. And we're not going to accept this result. So I got news for you, Democrats. You're being slaughtered politically all over the country. But there's going to be a few places where you carry out a steal. And the people aren't going to allow it. And they aren't going to accept it. But, all right, we'll find out. We shall find out. But it's an absolute Republican victory today all over the United States in general. The question is, are they going to let Carrie Lake win in Arizona? Are they going to let Dr. Oz win in Philadelphia? Are they going to let her in Pennsylvania? Are they going to let Herschel Walker win in Georgia? Those are the ones, you know, you got to watch and be scared about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Adam Laxalt here. Promo code WAR at MyPillow.com. I want to mention that the sponsor of this show is MyPillow, the great Mike Lindell. Picked me and from a radio show and said, let's make him into a TV star, and here I am. Thank you, Mike Lindell. And of course, Real America's Voice followed suit soon thereafter, and I wound up with two shows at the same time. Mike Lindell, really appreciate it. He's got great products. He's got slippers. He's got dog beds. He's got dog blankets, by the way. He's got all kinds of bedding and towels and pillowcases and pillows. You name it, they've got it. And you know you're buying from a great conservative patriot, a great Christian warrior, a great man who's going to use that money to try and save America instead of giving your money to supermarkets and department stores and big box retailers that you know are run by liberals, woke liberal morons who give their money to Democrat causes. So spend your money at MyPillow.com/war and get up to 66% off, or just go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code WAR and get up to 66% off. So Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, exit polling, only 14% of Election Day voters are Democrats. 14%. That's huge news. In Florida, huge news. Everywhere they're checking, boots on the ground, we're winning big today in counties that Biden won 2 years ago. Biden won, you know, as an example, Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade, a very Democrat county. Well, guess what? Republicans are winning Miami-Dade right now based on exit polls and based on the registered voters voting. Republicans 10,000 up over Democrat voters. That's unheard of. unheard of. And I'm hearing the same thing today in Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada. I hear the voting today, same day, Republicans actually are going to beat Democrats if the voting pattern holds. We heard a report earlier today from reporter Rob Lauer that if the numbers hold, Republicans will win Clark County on Election Day. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but it's a great sign that we're on our way to victory, assuming they don't steal it with mail-in ballots counted for days after the election. I got to think, and I've said this again and again, that Republicans can't be this stupid. You got to have the right lawyers on the ground. You got to have the right election experts to catch them in their thievery and to stop it. But that's not what I do. I'm a talk show host. So that's not my job. That's your job. I hope you're doing it well, Republican leaders. I hope so. Just in, another sign of the landslide that's going on today. Guam has flipped and elected its first Republican to Republican delegate to the United States Congress. First time in 30 years a Republican has been elected in Guam. Let's give him credit. His name is James Moylan. Republican James Moylan defeated former Guam Speaker Judith Juan Pott, 52.2% to 47.2%. The island of Guam has flipped Republican. Dade County, as I said, Florida, 10,000 vote advantage for Republicans over Democrats. Unheard of, never happened before in history. Much more to tell you about when we get back. The only thing that could beat us now is election fraud. You know what's happening. Question is how much, and do we have enough votes to overcome the steal? Global Healing is the sponsor of this show. I'm a vitamin guy. I've been taking vitamins since I'm 16 years old. Changed my life. I owe all my success, my whole foundation of success, to my vitamins. Global Healing, I'm excited to have them as sponsor of the show. They're a vitamin company founded in 1998. Dr. Group is one of President Trump's health advisors during his first term. They have all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system and a one-of-a-kind nutritional called Oxy Powder to cleanse your gut, cleanse your gut, change your life. And if you go to globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war, you get 15% off every vitamin, and you get the Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free and a one-year money-back guarantee. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican.
It really never occurred to you to put something into your vagina? Not even a f***? So you've never f***ed yourself? As a teen, I got bored of f***ing. I then dreamed about having a massive f***ing that lasted all day. Do you feel sad that you weren't born with a...
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Exit polls across the country seem to be showing Democrats are going to get slaughtered. Slaughtered today. It's a bloodbath. I hate using those war terms, war Wayne Allyn Root, but it does appear to be a bloodbath, except for the cheating. I mean, those are the two things I've been saying for months now. A, we're going to win huge on the ground with real votes. B, I don't know how much cheating Democrats can really get away with. The whole world is watching. It's different than 2020. There are safeguards in place in many states that weren't in place in 2020. We do have lawyers ready. People like Michael Lindell claim they can't get away with the cheat like they did last time. And yet there are reports of bad things happening all over the country. The Dominion machines malfunctioning. People can't vote. People showing up and finding out that they've already voted even though they never voted. There's lots of bad things going on, so I just don't know. So much money spent, by the way. I can't even believe the money Democrats have wasted on the topic of abortion that no one gives a crap about. Abortion, the country's going under. The country's in abortion. No one cares about abortion. They care about putting food on the table. Insanity. Look at the money that was spent. The most expensive midterm races, and these are, I think, the most expensive races in the history of the United States. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, candidate spending a combined $133 million. Keep in mind, a U.S. senator makes about $175,000 a year. So they're spending $133 million between the two of them for someone to make $175,000 a year. Does anyone start to think about how the math doesn't make sense? Because you're in control of the budget of the United States and the money you make in insider trading is in the billions collectively in the U.S. Congress, in the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate. But $133 million, but outside groups spent $209 million. So altogether, between Fetterman and Oz on a brain-dead, brain-damaged man with a stroke. Fetterman, $343 million was spent on one Senate race in Pennsylvania. $255 million combined spent on Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker in Georgia. $219 million on Mark Kelly and Blake Masters in Arizona. And that's kind of a low-profile Senate race, right? The race everyone hears about is Carrie Lake in Arizona. But as far as expensive, it's Mark Kelly versus Blake Masters for the U.S. Senate race in Ohio. J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan, $196 million combined. In Wisconsin, Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes, $193 million combined. And in Las Vegas, remember, a little tiny state, Nevada, you're talking about only 3 million people live in the state of Nevada, like 3.5 million. And $176 million spent on Catherine Cortez Masto against Adam Laxalt. It's incredible, these numbers. $176 million. $59 million spent by Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt and the political parties. $116 million by outside spending groups. This is the amount of money. These are the most expensive midterm races in the history of the United States, and I would argue probably the most expensive race in United States history, period, is Fetterman against Dr. Oz. Incredible numbers. I also want to mention, in case you didn't hear about it, Trump will be announcing he's running for president on November 15th, which is a week from today, next Tuesday, right? I've got that right? That's next Tuesday. November 15th is, in fact, yes, next Tuesday, 1 week from today, at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's wonderful, beautiful home, his magical castle, probably the most expensive piece of real estate in the entire United States of America. Some say it's worth $1 billion, but it's certainly worth a minimum of about $750 million. I was there. I actually celebrated my honeymoon there last March. Cindy and I had our honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago, and we spent, you know, time walking and seeing the entire property. It's amazing. Trump will announce next Tuesday that he's running for president of the United States. Believe me, he's not calling a press conference to make a huge announcement next Tuesday to say he's not running for president. Trump is all in. They had to hold him back not to announce last night in Ohio that he was running for president. So he just announced, okay, I'm not going to announce tonight. I'm announcing that I'm announcing next Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago. It'll be a big announcement. You'll like it. Trust me, he's announcing for president next Tuesday. Another sign that Democrats are losing badly, Biden did not come out today. You know, it should be like one of those things. Did the Biden come out today? It's going to be a long winter. Biden didn't come out today. He avoids any public appearances on Election Day and hides in his house. They called the lid on the day at 11:30 in the morning. Biden was done. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Vertical Research Advisory. It is a global investment and economic newsletter founded by my great buddy Kip Herridge. His top-performing recommendations have beat the market 16 out of 19 years. He's been at this for 20 years. He's known as the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let him prove to you how good his VRA really is. I get it every morning for about, I don't know, 18 years now, I think. Go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Kip is offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks, and his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, free as well. Go to VRAinsider.com, get a free two-week membership, test it out, and I promise you, you'll stay with him for life. He's amazing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, discussing Republicans' top priorities should they take control of the House in the 2022 midterm elections. This as President Biden believes Democrats will win the Senate in the midterm elections. However, he believes the House is a tougher battle. An American aid worker was reportedly shot and killed in Baghdad after his car was ambushed. On Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says he does not believe this person was associated with the U.S. military.
There's no specific concerns out of the standard when we're deployed overseas. And so, again, we'll continue to place an emphasis on force protection.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Some of the votes are coming in fast and furious. In Florida, DeSantis pulling away by a mile. Marco Rubio pulling away. No big surprises there. Florida going big red Republican. Florida's become such a Republican state. But coming up in just a second, we've got our guest, Patrick Basham of the Democracy Institute, who's the, I would say, America's expert on polling. And he'll have some exit polls, the latest polls he's got, the latest results he's got, all of that coming up in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor first of this segment, GreatPatriotStore.com. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love your country, but you also want to save some money, I got a great company for you. It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If they go woke, we will make them go broke. And so the answer is GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. It's an online store run by conservative patriots and Christians. It's the answer to inflation. It's got hundreds of household products that you're already buying and already using, manufactured by an all-American company, every product made in the USA with their own patented proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I shopped there, had a big order delivered today. Cindy, my wife, and I, we shop there every month now, GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas because you don't drive to a store. You order online, it gets delivered to your door. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com, leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at a much reduced price so you are beating inflation. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, we've got Patrick Basham with us to let us in on the latest news. Patrick, polls are closing on the East Coast, and I think you've got exit polls. Tell us what you've got for us. Wow us. Shock us. Tell us what's happening, Patrick, please.
Well, Wayne, you know, they say don't count your chickens until they're hatched, but I think the sound you're hearing in the background is hatching that's starting to occur. The exit polls, which always skew Democrat, therefore they're often unreliable, they are not good for the Democrats at all. People are angry, they're mad, they don't like the direction of the country, they're fed up with inflation and gas prices and crime and illegal immigration and all of that. So the exit polls look bad. Turnout, Republican turnout is up almost everywhere over 2018. Democratic turnout is down almost everywhere. And this is particularly the case in swing states like Nevada, like Arizona, like Pennsylvania. Rural and small towns, the turnout is through the roof. Florida, you know, Miami has gone Republican tonight. They're going to pick up some House seats. In Virginia, there's several Democratic House seats that are vulnerable. And in places like Virginia Beach, it's looking very bad for the Democrats. It's just about a perfect storm for the Republicans. It's early, but so far, everything's looking good for the Republicans and looking very bad for the Democrats.
All right, Lev, tell us, I know what matters now is not polls, it's actual voting results. It is Election Day, but what does your final poll say about the United States House and the United States Senate? Any final predictions and any difference between when you were on last week and you gave us some predictions last week about how big this wave could be? Would it reach tsunami levels? What's the latest on Election Day?
When I was last with you, Wayne, I was saying 250 Republican House seats, a serious red wave. We're now saying 245 to 265, which I think qualifies as a tsunami. And in the Senate, we were saying 53 seats. I'm now saying 54. Could be as high as 56 or 57, but I think 54 is pretty solid.
All right. You're not as good to me as Rabobank. I don't know if you know Rabobank, but I see at Zero Hedge, Rabobank predicts Republicans will pick up as many as 75 seats in the House and 11 in the Senate. I'm not quite sure where they're getting those numbers from. I don't know if those numbers are crazy. I don't know if they're wishful thinking, but it would be nice if those are the real numbers, wouldn't it?
It would, Wayne. I think they're assuming that only legal ballots get counted.
That's probably
where they're coming from.
I'm
assuming Republicans have to get beyond the margin of fraud.
Right, right. And so obviously you and I both agree, though, that if things were honest and if we had voter ID and you didn't have mail-in voting with no voter ID and votes counted for the next 7 days, we probably would pick up 75 seats and 11 in the Senate, right? That's the kind of numbers you're seeing in this red tsunami.
Yeah.
But there's no way to get there because they cheat just too much, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you, as you well know, in Nevada, they're going to keep counting for days, right?
Right.
It's just a given. In Pennsylvania, a judge ruled today that they can, as long as a ballot arrives by Friday, it's fine. So there are inbuilt biases which make it that much harder for a Republican to win in the competitive race. But if tonight is how tonight looks early on, and it reflects the wider environment that the electorate is experiencing, then it's not going to matter. It will cut down how many seats Republicans win in the Senate and the House, but it won't matter in the sense that they'll still win big enough majorities.
Right. So as an example, my prediction, just based on gut instinct, was around 50 House seats. And I said we'd come out of the Senate 53, 47. I think those are all pretty fair predictions, right? Kind of in line with yours, yes?
Yes. We're saying a net of 33 to 53.
All right, so, but my question in the Senate is, would we still be at 53-47 if Democrats cheat and they beat 7 days later both Dr. Oz and Adam Laxalt in Nevada? If they pull victory, or I should say pull defeat from the jaws of victory, or maybe it's defeat, victory from the jaws of defeat, if they take a loss where we were going to win and they turn it into a loss, do we still get to 53 without Laxalt and without Dr. Oz? Those are the two I'm most worried about.
I think without them, it's likely to be 52. We could get Washington State, which would make it 53.
But what about New Hampshire?
Very good point, Wayne. I mean, I've been saying, New Hampshire would be necessary, I think, for the 52 if we lose ours, because then we're down to 49. But Nevada, I've been saying for some time, I think of the states the Republicans should pick up, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire, it's Nevada you have to watch out for, because although I think the win there could be the largest in terms of legal ballots, when it comes to the counting of those legal ballots, that could be the one that's the closest. So it's this sort of twilight zone, surreal, bizarre electoral world we're living in, and it's certainly possible that Laxalt isn't allowed to win Nevada.
Right. No, believe me, I live here and I know. As a matter of fact, one of my fans has his office, his window is staring at Sisolak's Nevada State Democrat headquarters, and he says every car in the parking lot, they blocked off the whole lot today. That's never happened all the time he's been a tenant. You're not allowed to park in your own lot, and the lot is filled, and every car has plates from other states than Nevada. He sent me pictures of California plates, Colorado plates, Florida plates, you name it. Every plate is from outside the state of Nevada. He says something funny's going on at Nevada headquarters. He sees them carrying boxes in and out of the office. Obviously, they'll have fake ballots in those boxes. These people are such thieves in Nevada, you have no idea. So I have no faith we're going to win here, even though I think on the ground our votes are looking fantastic. Have you seen the numbers? You mentioned Nevada as the numbers today. One of my reporter buddies, Rob Lauer, says his sources tell him that we are going to win today if things stay the way they are. Clark County, which Republicans never, ever do on Election Day. So that would be a huge factor right there, though.
Absolutely. That will be game, set, and match. In Nevada, in Republican-dominated areas, turnout is way up, but Republicans are doing disproportionately well in Democratic strongholds within the state. So you add it all up, the arithmetic's actually quite easy. It's a big win for Republicans up and down the ticket, but as we've said, at the very top of the ticket, well, almost the top of the ticket, it depends where you put senator versus governor, we'll have to see whether the people who do the counting, whether their arithmetic matches the people who've done the actual voting.
Yeah, and we've also, you and I haven't even mentioned Blake Masters and Kerry Lake in Arizona. We know what kind of problems there are with the voting machines in Maricopa, and they're trying to steal it there, too. So it really all depends on whether they could pull off the steal in all these places for your prediction and my prediction of a big tsunami to come true or not. It could really be a lot less than a tsunami. It could be even a minor red wave if the Democrats take back several seats with pure cheating, even though we win on Election Day by a large margin. That's what scares me. Last thing I wanted to talk about with you, Patrick, is Democrats wasting so much money, hundreds of millions, maybe even it's billions of dollars at this point, collectively across the whole United States. They beat us in fundraising. They spent so much money on TV ads, and yet every single ad was about one thing, abortion. And you and I both know nobody makes that a big priority except a few feminist women, a tiny percentage, tiny slice of the electorate. It's a total waste of money, in my opinion.
Yep. They totally mismanaged their campaign budgets. The good news for the Republicans, they wasted almost all of that money. The people who they attract with that message are going to vote for them anyway. They wasted their time. They should have been talking, saying something about inflation or crime or legal immigration or education, one of the issues that actually matters to voters. Republicans, to be fair to them, they didn't blow it this time. They talked about the issues that mattered to voters. That's right. Where they spent their money, and reminding voters also how bad a job Joe Biden is doing. So the Republicans, they talked about the priorities of the voters. If you do that, odds are you're going to win.
It's funny because I play pollster, Patrick. On the July 4th weekend, I have 20,000 fans at my website, and I sent them a note, and I said, what's your number one issue for the midterms? And I let them tell me, and every single one of them picked inflation as the number one priority. So I knew since early July that inflation was going to be the runaway most important issue in this election, and I said, bet the house on inflation versus abortion. Democrats are blowing it. I've known it for a long time. Patrick, we thank you for coming on. We'll have you over the next couple of days to give us the final results. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. His website, democracyinstitute.org. Thank you, Patrick.
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican.
It really never occurred to you to put something into your not even a so you've never yourself? As a teen, I got bored of I then dreamed about having a massive that lasted all day. Do you feel sad that you weren't born with a
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Paid for.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Last segment on Lindell TV. Welcome back to the show. You know, again, all the polls, all the exit polls, all the last minute information looks like a massive Republican red blowout. But yet I see some of the results coming in, and Herschel Walker is behind to Warnock. J.D. Vance is behind to Ryan in Ohio. But you don't know what any of that means. I remember, I'll give you a little experience of mine back in 2016. It was my first year ever with my own radio show, 2016. And I had predicted that Trump was going to win. And I predicted it in national media all over the country, and I thought I'd have such a black eye and my career would end if I was wrong, because I promised everybody Trump was going to upset Hillary, even though he was a big underdog. And I said he's going to win. And I was watching the polls come, not the polls, but the actual results coming in Florida on the night of the election while I was on the air. And as each county came in, Trump was losing, Trump was losing, Trump was losing. Hillary was winning Florida. Every new result that came in was Hillary winning, Hillary winning, Hillary winning. Till the moment I got off the air. I got off the air at 6 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock East, and then the first one came in with Trump with a slight lead, and then boom, the last one came in and it said Trump, winner, Florida. And then the rest of the night was wonderful, and Trump won the country. And who called it? Wayne Allyn. So that made my career. Maybe it would have ended right there. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't even be here today, but I'm on national TV on 2 shows, and national radio, and a new big podcast to announce. And it all started with me picking Trump to upset Hillary. And it wouldn't have happened without winning Florida, but he was losing the entire night till the very last count came up on the screen. So I don't really know when they say 18% of the vote is in Georgia and Warnock's in the lead. Is that because they've counted black districts? Is that because they've counted Democrat districts and they haven't gotten to the conservative ones yet? I have no idea. When they show that J.D. Vance is losing Ohio, is that because they've only gotten to big inner cities like Cleveland or Cincinnati or Columbus and they haven't gotten to the suburbs yet? That's only 5% reporting in Ohio, so who knows? The first one doesn't matter. All that matters is the last one. So we'll be on pins and needles all night with these Senate races. But one thing that you can say absolutely, positively, we're going to win the House tonight, they can't stop 435 races where we're steamrolling them. It just seems like Senate is so different than the House. We're going to win the House big. That much is clear. How big? I don't know. Will it be the 50 seats or so I projected? Will it be a few less, maybe 40, 45? Will it be only 33 or only 22? Or will it be like this giant 75-seat mammoth victory, likes of which no one predicted in the whole world? But Rabobank is saying 75 seats. But again, Patrick Basham and I went over that moments ago. Yes, 75 seats and 11 Senate seats would be right if you didn't have stolen elections. But they have so many fake ballots and no voter ID and so many ways to steal an election and flip votes with machines. Pretty scary stuff. Herschel Walker, here's a story from Howard Stern. As a kid growing up, I used to love Howard Stern, and I used to think he was great. Now I despise him, and I think he's the biggest moron in the world. And you know what he reminds me of? Howard Stern reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, not in the way he looks, obviously. Howard is a big, giant dweeb nerd, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big, giant, manly man. But Howard Stern started out very conservative / libertarian. And everything he said on the air, I agreed with. So I thought he was the same as me for years and years and years. And then he married his hot, blonde Hollywood actress, model actress. And she's a big Hollywood climate change, environmental moron liberal. And she convinced them, these guys, once they have sex with their hot little wife or a hot little girlfriend, all of a sudden they change from conservative to liberal because they're afraid she won't have sex with them anymore. You know the way these guys are. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a huge, raving conservative capitalist, and then he got brainwashed by the Shriver-Kennedy family, and same thing happened. You know, it's tons of brainwashing around your wife, and it's being afraid your wife is not going to be your wife anymore, and these guys change. They turn tail, and they change. They become traitors. They become cowards, and they're traitors to their own beliefs, their own cause, and I feel bad for him. And Howard Stern fears a second civil war if Herschel Walker wins. Well, I fear a civil war if Fetterman wins, okay? Every word that Howard Stern uses in this article, every sentence that he uses to describe how ridiculous it would be if Herschel Walker wins is the way I feel if John Fetterman wins in Pennsylvania. But it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a civil war. But I'll tell you right now, our country's torn apart. And you can't live in the same world as these people. They live in a completely different, delusional world. They've wrecked the country with their liberal policies, and yet they're still on their elite, arrogant, high horses, thinking that we can't live without their liberal policies, and the rest of us are idiots and schmoes and schmucks. That's what they think. And it's incredible, they haven't even learned their lesson, that because of Biden's stolen election, they've implemented everything they believe in, all the same stuff as Jimmy Carter, and they've ruined the country again, just like Jimmy Carter, proving once again, liberalism doesn't work. Engineer Tax Services does work, as I say goodbye, and hopefully we're on to a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Engineer Tax Services is the final sponsor to mention of this show. Give them a call, free, no-cost analysis. If you own any business, small, medium, mom-and-pop retail store, they will find a way to dramatically cut your taxes with tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. They've been doing it for 30 years. They've got attorneys, accountants, engineers, and scientists, and it won't cost you a dime. A free, no-cost analysis, 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineertaxservices.com. You just tell them Wainwright sent you to get a free, no-cost analysis. If you own a small business, you have to check it out. 800-236-6519. Victory tonight.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.